I wish Cooey Griffin would do us all a favor the next time he goes on national television and tell them he's from Texas. Griffin was one of a handful of January 6 insurrectionists featured Sunday night on a two-hour CNN special about the riot that day at the U.S. Capitol. He was later arrested by FBI agents on federal charges of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority. Among the pearls of wisdom he dispensed were his belief that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and protester Ashley Babbitt are both still alive, and that Donald Trump was anointed by God. "I feel he carried God's anointing in there, because he won all the time," Griffin explained. I guess that would qualify Tom Brady for sainthood. Griffin knew what he was espousing was bat poop loony. He prefaced one statement with the qualifier, "I hate to be so crazy conspiracy-minded." Hate it or not, he then went right on being crazy. Every village has its idiot, but the fact that Griffin is an elected official smears all of us with his idiocy. A recall attempt has been started to remove Griffin from his seat on the Otero County Commission. Griffin now says he has his eyes on a new political office. He wants to be the top law enforcement officer in Catron County, and he might have a pretty good chance, assuming he's not serving time in federal prison. I'll admit, it was a little hard not to feel sorry for Griffin, watching the part of the CNN special where he's on the Capitol balcony with a bullhorn, desperately trying to get wild-eyed rioters to instead take a knee in quiet prayer and reflection. I've rarely seen anyone so ignored. A recent story by Associated Press reporter Morgan Lee presented a sad tale of Griffin's life now. Living in a trailer in Tularosa, divorced from his wife, estranged from his family, clinging to his commission seat, and bracing for federal trial. It's a hard fall from where he was last year at this time. A former pretend cowboy who earned his living twirling a lasso for European tourists at Paris Disney, Griffin formed Cowboys for Trump and rode that shtick all the way to the White House. Griffin and his band of merry cowpokes were riding high during the 2020 campaign. All of a sudden, they were experts, making regular appearances on Fox News and opining on everything from foreign policy to land rights. All, of course, delivered in a down-home, folksy style. For a few months last year, he had the attention of millions of people. Now his time is over. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.